Why have I asked my HVAC guy I found on Angie.com to change my grandpa's trachea tube? Because I was so amazed by how quickly he replaced our air ducts. I knew I could trust him to change Pop-Pop's tube while I was on vacation.
Make it quick, young man.
Aw, see? Pop-Pop trusts you.
I think we should call a doctor.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Imagine you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
Joining us now from 940 The Winds, WINZ in Miami, Jeff DeForest now joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Jeff, how you doing?
I'm doing great, although I may need the number of those attorneys that were just on your show, because I might just take my car and crash it into a wall today, the way things are going. It's been a real ugly day in the last couple of days here. Have certainly been strange. I do have some breaking news for you, though, and it was great to see you in town, Bill Michaels, and your crew, because you light up Radio Row. I mean, there's a radiance of brilliance that emanates from your booth there on Radio Row. So,
oh, appreciate it. Thank you.
But some breaking news. The Marlins have just activated Charlie Huff, who was their original opening day starter, and Jeff Conine from the 93 team. They also still had the rights to him. And if they do have to play the next couple of days, either Wednesday or Thursday in Baltimore, both Charlie Huff and Jeff Conine will be on the 30-man roster.
Well, let's just hope they have the same results, if that's a possibility, as they did way back when. Yeah. Hey, well, let me start there. I mean, we want to talk some basketball, but let me start there first. What is – give me your – kind of give me what exactly – was it one player that just kind of spread it, or there was rumors about Derek Jeter having it? And so what exactly is going on down there right now?
Well, you know, you're living in style there in the Midwest, and all of your audience, of course, gets the splendor of – living in a place that's very principled, where a man's handshake is his bond, and people are smiling at each other. You can borrow stuff off each other. Here, we're in a cesspool of depravity, degeneracy, and unfortunately disease right now. So nobody knows how this thing is actually being spread. Startling again, I was doing my show in the morning on 9. I was startled. We were shrugging off the 4 positive tests that took place before Sunday's game, and the scratch of 3 players that probably would have been in the starting lineup, including the starting pitcher, Jose Urena. And you're thinking, all right, we can survive this and it'll be okay. And we're very much involved in what is called the Drive for 25. One of our fine automobile sponsors put up some money that we'd exceed the over-under total for the season of 24 and a hook. So we were so excited to take 2 out of 3 from the Phillies, and figuring if we get 3 out of 4 against the Orioles, 2 here and 2 on the road, chance to win 3 out of 4, and maybe have 5 wins already. This was money in the bank. And then it all turned around. It was kind of like watching Gary Apremian throw that pass in the Super Bowl game against the Washington Redskins, where it looked like the game was in the bag, and then all of a sudden it was up for grabs. Real ugliness, and it was just startling news. I don't think anybody could have anticipated this, certainly not the people in Major League Baseball, where 4 more positive tests were supposedly reported today before the team flew out of Philadelphia, and you're now up to 17 infected Marlin players. Now, we don't know what level of illness they're experiencing. It's been devastating for a lot of people. A lot of people dispute the numbers, say they're too high, they're inflated, whatever. But nonetheless, there are people dying from this and people getting very sick. It may not impact guys that are 25 years old, that are in the middle of their athletic prime or just approaching it. But, yeah, it's a mystery as to how it got this widespread. And one can only hope it hasn't spread to other teams and the other people that the Marlins have come in contact with. But it's a mind-boggling number right now that I'm sure has to be troubling not just for Major League Baseball, but for all of the sports that are trying to operate amidst this COVID-19 pandemic.
I know we are right now in uncharted territory, but is there a timetable to this? We know that they travel the taxi squad and they have access to some players, but do they have a timetable as to when the Marlins will be able to take the field again?
That's also up in the air as we speak. The theory was they'd cancel last night's game, of course, and cancel tonight's game, two games that were supposed to take place at Marlins Park here in town. And then the team is scheduled to go on the road and play Wednesday in Baltimore. Whether that happens remains to be seen, but you would have to think maybe they cut the team some kind of a break and postpone those games as well. The other question is, when do you make them up? And a year that started out with a little bit of promise with that 2 out of 3 against the Phillies, and we saw a real hustling, athletic bunch of players scrap their way to a win in the third game of the season. We were almost getting over the anger of giving you Yelich for a bunch of promissory notes that never paid any dividends in Milwaukee. It looked like these guys were going to rebound. And the other thing that's really a significant blow for this team is this was a year, the third year of the Derek Jeter reign here and the new organization. A lot of people thought we were operating under a curse when Jeffrey Loria owned the team, and that may still exist. It may still be lingering because this was a big year for their minor league development program also. And that's been the theory. Anytime a team strips it down, we've seen the Houston Astros do this and other clubs as well, where they've rebounded after being awful for several years, Atlanta Braves. And usually it's that third year where you're looking at your minor leagues and seeing what you have. Maybe you sift through the sand there and find a couple of real promising players that can make it in the bigs. And your big league roster, meanwhile, is maturing by being in action for a third year. So it's a devastating blow that the minor league system was shut down, and I don't know where they go from here. I mean, that's one of the magical questions right now. How do you recover from possibly 15 players being out for 2 weeks of a 10-week season, 12-week season, and then a couple of coaches impacted, and who knows where else this thing is spread within the organization?
Talking with Jeff DeForest of 940 WINZ in Miami, I do want to go over to the Heat and ask a little bit about them as the Bucks get ready to hopefully head towards a championship or at least an NBA Finals for the first time since 1974. But give me your thoughts as the NBA gets ready to restart. Obviously, the East is competitive. The Bucks seem to be the favorite, but just kind of give me your synopsis.
Miami Heat are kind of a forgotten entity in this race, and it'll be a short completion to the regular season. The Heat are going to be guaranteed a playoff spot, but not much talk. We've had many experts on our program, as I'm sure you have, NBA analysts and people that are on the inside, and rarely do they mention the Heat unless we bring them up, because we know this, Bill Michaels, and you've probably taken great advantage of it the last couple of years. The NBA is very much a chalk league, and the favorites tend to prevail. And if you look at the odds to win the championship this year, as a hybrid of a season as it's happened to be, you have the Lakers and the Clippers in the West at about 2-1, 3-1, and the Bucks at 3-1, and the rest of the field starts at like 16-20-1. So a huge disparity between those three teams that are deemed to be at the top and everybody else. But the Heat probably benefited as much as anybody. We know this, that the Heat are Marquis de Sade-like in that Heat culture in terms of fitness and conditioning. They are the fitness in the NBA what Tony Little was to the treadmill. And so they're going to be in shape. They had a couple of guys that maybe were hitting a little bit of a rookie wall. Kendrick Nunn was a key ingredient for them as they made their ascent in the early portion of the season. He was starting to tail off. We had a couple of other guys that also had been out injured in and out of the lineup that now are back. Tyler Hero, the rookie, also was showing a lot of promise. He was hurt and coming in and out of the lineup, so he's back. And Bam Adebayo also was having a monster season. So I think they'll be primed and ready to go. I wouldn't discount them. And holy Matthew Dellavedova, they've actually had some pretty good success against your Milwaukee Bucks. So that might be a more intriguing matchup, as the great Al Bernstein would say, than it would appear to be when you just look at the odds to win the championship and certainly to win the NBA East. Although you would still have to go with the Greek Freak and hope that, you know, in our case, maybe we can get you back for Yelich and get him to sign here as a free agent. I don't want to horrify your audience out there, but that's obviously something that we were thinking about.
I wanted to ask you, because you mentioned the Heat and Eric Spoelstra, and for what Spoelstra's had to work with, yes, he gets a lot of credit, and the Heat get credit for winning that championship when LeBron and company were there, but I thought he's gotten, for many times, the most out of a roster that might have been average or above average, and he just seems to figure out a way to get the most out of players. How good of a coach do you see up close and personal Eric Spoelstra being?
A lot of people thought it was a little bit of puppetry in the beginning. Eric Spoelstra had worked his way up from being in the video room. We're now seeing that as somewhat of a common path to being a head coach in the NBA. And I think he was filming Mickey Arison's son's bar mitzvah when all of a sudden he was tabbed by Pat Riley as his own personal prodigy. And you see a lot of Riley in Eric Spoelstra, the way he comports himself, the way he conducts press conferences, the things he has to say, the things he stands for. And the expectations that he has from his players, he seems to have a real knack for getting most players to rally around him. That wasn't necessarily the case when he had the big three, but I think he matured a lot during that period of time. He had had some success before he had LeBron and Chris Bosh and Dwayne Wade on the same roster, and he certainly had a lot of success after. So it's not always the measuring stick when you have a great team of a great coach. Pat Riley himself would tell you that maybe his best year in coaching was when he won 50 games with Anthony Mason in the low post as his best player, and he had a bunch of Scribinis there in a rebuilding process with the Miami Heat. Spoelstra has more than proven himself being worthy of the job, and I think you have to consider him among the top coaches in the NBA. And we didn't always think that about Eric Spoelstra, but he's certainly proven that to be more fact than fiction.
Hey, before I let you go, so if you had to kind of get past the Bucks, who do you think is another threat right now in the East? Everybody seems to think that the Bucks have a clear path to the NBA Finals, but I think there's a couple of teams that may give them a little bit of trouble. We know that what they were able to do to them last year, the Toronto Raptors defended Giannis very well. I think the Bucks are a little bit deeper. We know that Boston's a pretty decent team, but is there somebody else that you think might really give them a kind of a run for their money?
I think you kind of touched on it, but if the Bucks don't win it, what's the tallest building in Milwaukee, Bill? I mean, I think you'll see people lining up.
That'd be the U.S. Bank building, I think.
Yeah, it's going to look like Greg Louganis' time, as if he was off the Acapulco cliffs there. As all of the bridge jumpers, I think, will be on board out of the Midwest if the Bucks don't win the championship. Clear-cut favorite. They were dominant during the regular season. They lose a lot, though. I'm sure you've discussed this on your program, with no home court advantage, which they had earned, rightfully so, throughout the playoffs. That can't help them any, so nobody knows how this is going to work out. I've noticed this. I know you've probably been looking at it, too, and they really haven't been playing a lot of defense during these exhibition games or the build-up to the regular season games. It looks like the Red Sea defense is being employed, but I think when the money's on the table now, you're going to see everybody going at it. It's going to look like where you had Apollo Creed and Rocky Balboa going to the gym after the Clubber Lang fight, and they just wanted to duke it out to see who's best. I think you see a lot of dedication. We know the cream rises to the top in the NBA, and I'll be lined up right along with your bridge jumpers in Milwaukee if they don't win the NBA East.
There you go. I tell you what, always a pleasure to talk to you, my friend. Stay safe down there, and we'll talk again soon. Okay, Jeff?
Okay, real good. We hope to see the Marlins back in action, and if the Heat give you guys some trouble, feel free to give us a call.
Absolutely. Talk to you soon. There you go. Jeff DeForest, 940 WINZ in Miami. You can find him at Defo Show, D-E-F-O Show on Twitter, at Defo Show on Twitter. Joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. They treat you fair. You work hard, they're going to be treating you fair all the time. And they're looking for great drivers, and they're looking to train drivers as well. 844-PRIDE, go to SchneiderJobs.com. 844-PRIDE, go to SchneiderJobs.com.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.